Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
We had our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Well, look at you. All right, everybody. I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Point is powerful. This is a no-win situation.
Can you hear me? I know you sound bad, too. Block Talk is acting up. Are we still underwater?
Yeah, we're still underwater.
Oh, boy. There's nothing we can do. Until Block Talk works its way up, we'll try to get through this. And if we have to reschedule an interview, we will, but we'll see what we can do, okay?
Yeah, I was having problems getting in today, too, so something's going on with Block Talk.
And a lot of people are home. When we have this, that means a lot of people are signing on.
Yeah, I hope our author doesn't have problems getting on.
I know. We just have to, hopefully, it'll work it out. But we'll get right through this. Let me know when it stops. Sometimes it stops, okay? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. Today, we're going to take a journey to Semen Secrets, a wife's journey through male infertility. With T.J. Payton. She should be coming in the studio any minute now, and we'll see what's going on with her. So this is, I assume this is the book, Ellen, and it should be on Amazon right now, right?
Yep, it is. Yep.
Okay, and you read it, And see, I think a lot of people are having problems with children right now. With this day and age, man, it'd be hard to have a children coming into a child coming into this environment. So we'll be talking about that, and after the interview, we have a double hitter. And after this one, who do we have?
We have Ralph Baldwin, and he's going to be talking about his book, Shadowception.
Okay. How bad am I? I can't hear it. How bad is Blog Talk today? Is it pretty bad?
Blog Talk is really bad. If she was
wow.
to come on right now, she would want to reschedule because you can't hardly.
Well, we'll ask her. And meanwhile, we have to go right through this because I signed on. Do you want to, while she's not here, you want to sign on, come back in and see if it fixes it?
Yeah, I can try it again. Hold on.
Okay.
I'll call right back. Okay.
All righty. Welcome to the show, everybody. As you can tell, we're having technical difficulties. Not us, it's Blog Talk. Blog Talk goes through these motions. There's nothing we can do except channel through it. So Ellen's going to sign back in and see if we can fix it if it's on our end, but I doubt it. Because once it's on her end and my end, that tells me it's Blog Talk. Let's see if Ellen sounds better.
No. Hello. I'm better.
Okay, it is Blog Talk. That tells me they're doing some kind of stuff like maintenance and some kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the announcer person even sounded bad. You know, welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Exactly. Well, until she gets here, let's do some news. How are you going to do some news, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This lady cracks me up. Have you heard of the Fruitcake Lady?
No.
She is one of the funniest ladies I've known. But we'll do her a little bit later. There's one, you know, with this coronavirus thing, the coronavirus is really getting me down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is just really messed up. And there's only I don't really like Fucci, the little guy, the little hobbit, who comes on talking about the little guy. But I do like Lori Garrett. She's the one I really like. And what I'm going to do is unplug myself because I want you to really hear. She's the only one I really trust and I really like. We only have 51 minutes, so I'm hoping that TJ gets in the studio quickly because we have another show. What is the other show set up for?
8:30 your time.
So we can run over a half an hour, basically?
Yeah, we can run over.
Good. Well played, Ellen. Well played. So I want you to hear this woman. I want you to really hear this woman. She's the only one I trust about, and she's a doctor. I don't trust anybody else. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here we go. So it's 2 seconds, and let everybody know what the show is sponsored by, because I have to call back in.
Okay. Yep. The show is sponsored by Purple Diamond Publishing. You wrote your great American novel. Now let Purple Diamond Publishing help you make that novel a bestseller. All you have to do is get in touch with Chef Charisse Kateri Cox on Facebook, and she can set up a time where you can call her for a consultation and she can walk you through all the steps that she can help you with to make that book a success. So that's Purple Diamond Publishing and Chef Charisse Kateri Cox. And she will help you make that book a bestseller. She'll give you information like your ISBN, an eye-catching query letter, because you know these publishers and these agents, they get query letters all the time. And unless you have a query letter that'll catch somebody's attention, you're going into that disposed of pile. Welcome back, Brian.
Wow, you are deep, deep underwater. How am I sounding?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How am I sounding?
I'm deep
underwater,
you're
too.
Yeah, you're just deep underwater.
we might have to reschedule TJ Payton. I don't think she's, well, it's already 49 minutes. Let me test this out. Tell me how this sounds, okay? This is Lori. All right, let me test it out.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Warned the Chinese government about a possible coronavirus outbreak has died after contracting.
How's that sound?
That sounds just as bad as we do.
This sounds underwater too?
Yep.
The virus while working at Wuhan Central Hospital. He was a 34-year-old.
Can you hear it at all?
Yeah, I can hear it, you know, but it sounds really bad.
All right, when she comes in, see, we're going to have to reschedule her, okay?
Okay.
If she can't be rescheduled, power through it, because I can't fix this. This is Blog Talk's thing. They must be under maintenance. But you can hear it, though?
Yeah, I can hear it.
All right, let me power through this, because this is the only lady I trust. Her name is Lori Garrett. And she's also a doctor, and she's been working on this. She's the only one that makes sense. And here's the story. Let's channel through this.
This is Democracy Now. I'm Amy Goodman, the Chinese doctor who warned the Chinese government about a possible coronavirus outbreak has died after contracting the virus while working at Wuhan Central Hospital. He was a 34-year-old ophthalmologist. His name, Dr. Li Wenyang, warned his fellow medical workers about coronavirus December 30th. He was then investigated by police, accused of, quote, making false comments. His death sparked a wave of anger and outrage in China, where the hashtag We Want Freedom of Speech went viral on Chinese social media Thursday. The death toll from the coronavirus...
Can you imagine a Chinese government killed him?
Wow.
He was warning everybody as of January? Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
You can hear it, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, listen to this.
Virus is now top 630 people in China with 31,000 confirmed cases of infection worldwide. The central Chinese government has ordered officials in Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, to round up and quarantine all infected residents. Residents are being ordered to report family members who show symptoms of the virus to authorities. Meanwhile, at least 61 people have now tested positive for coronavirus on a cruise ship that's quarantined off the coast of Japan. At least 8 of those diagnosed with the virus are Americans. The ship has thousands of people on board, including 428 Americans. All passengers are being forced to stay in their rooms. We turn now to part two of our conversation with Pulitzer Prize-winning science journalist Lori Garrett, author of several books, including Ebola, Story of an Outbreak, and The Coming Plague, Newly Emerging Diseases in a World Out of Balance, as well as Betrayal of Trust, The Collapse of Global Public Health. I spoke to her on Monday, days before the whistleblower doctor died. She talked about him as well as her reporting from China during the SARS outbreak 17 years ago. I asked her about what's happening now.
You know, this is really hard, Amy, because China's doing things that really no other nation on earth could do. It's a combination of an authoritarian government and, tremendous infrastructure. They built a 1,000-bed hospital in Wuhan in 8 days. It's admitting patients today. I witnessed them building hospitals in the provincial areas in 6 days, 7 days. And I'm not talking about a slapdash little shed. It's a real sophisticated, you know, negative air pressure hospital. But the measures they're having to resort to are so extreme. Basically 100 million people in the nation right at this moment are in some form of shutdown or lockdown. They have to move hundreds of billions of pounds of food all over the country in mass convoys to feed the locked down population. I mean, Wuhan is 11 million people, and Beijing is essentially under a de facto quarantine.
And explain how it is. I mean, we've seen movies of with plagues, but how actually, what does it look like? You can't drive outside. You're met by men with guns.
Well, they don't point
guns
at you.
They cut down the public transportation.
Yeah. You can't go through usual train stations, airports, any of that. In some places, those are completely shut down. In others, you will have to go through a whole set of fever checks and questions and so on by people in the spacesuits, the PPEs, to determine whether or not it's safe for you to move on. Are you a potential disease carrier? And if you are driving, you'll be stopped every roughly 10 miles. And you'll have to get out of your vehicle. Your vehicle will be disinfected with sprays, and you will have to go through yet another fever check. So it wasn't uncommon during SARS, and I'm hearing the same thing from colleagues there now, to have myself go through a dozen to 20 fever checks a day. Just almost every building would require it, whatever you were doing. But the scale of this, I just can't underscore enough, there's no other nation on earth that could do this right now. We certainly couldn't, nor would we. Can you imagine how many days it would take just to get approval for a piece of land to build a hospital on in the United States? Here in New York City, we'd be bickering on it, you know, 2 years from now. To build a high-end hospital in 8 days, there's no other country. Forget it. When we should be watching what they're having to go through and thinking, well, what will we do if it comes here? Where's our resources? You know, it's a harder thing to fight an epidemic in a democracy. It's a harder thing to fight when the internet can just scream all kinds of lies, whereas they've been locking people up in China for going on Weibo and telling the truth. And they're still locking people up.
And explain what that truth is.
Well, for example, there's a young doctor who is an ophthalmologist in Wuhan who was one of the first to spot that there was a new kind of pneumonia afoot. And he thought it looked a lot like SARS. He went on social media, on Weibo. He put out his analysis of it, and they immediately arrested him, and he was thrown in prison. He was recently released from prison. He went back to treat patients, and he's come down with the coronavirus and is now fighting for his life. Anybody who's giving information, for example, some of you may, if you're following this, you've seen these horrible pictures of people who've died and their body is just sitting on the sidewalk. They're in a hallway. They've careened with their car, died, trying to get to a hospital, and smashed into a tree, and they're just sitting there in the car, and no one comes because they're afraid to touch these bodies. If you social media tweet those images in the United States, that's okay, but in China, that could get you in prison if it's tracked that you're the one that's been posting those images. So what's happening now is that there's almost a lockdown of information on top of everything else. So let me just say what is the appropriate way that Americans should be looking at this right now, because we're at that danger moment in the United States between sort of being disease voyeurs, watching what's unfolding overseas with some strange interest, versus going into panic because we think it's coming to us.
Okay, we'll continue with her a little later, but she had some very interesting things to say, you know what I mean? Let's see if I'm live. I think I am live. I see King. I see no answer in here. Ellen, am I live? Is it better?
No, it's not better.
We're all underwater, huh?
Yep.
All right, let me say hello to King. We'll power through this.
Yeah, Ogtok's acting up really bad because Ta-Ta-Ta came in a couple of times and she went out and she hasn't been able to come back in yet.
Yeah. Well, let me see, King. Good morning, King. We're underwater in Blog Talk. We can't do anything about it. How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's going on, Brian? Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Ellen. I'm just up this morning washing dishes and getting things cleaned up around the house and, you know, listening to the lady talk right now.
Yeah, I like her. She's the only one that makes sense. I like her than that little guy. The little guy has, you know, to me, reminds me of a puppet that Trump has his fist up his ass and he's just moving his lips. Let me see. This is one I heard last night. That's not the one. That I heard last night. We're still waiting on our guest, TJ Payton. And basically, we're playing this until she gets here. But her name is Lori Garrett. And if I could get that interview, it's a really quick interview that she did last night. It will blow your mind away about what's really happening. Lori Garrett, let me see if I can get MSNBC. Let me see if I can get her. Again, she's a doctor. This was last night. Was it Artie? Let me see if I can get it. But she's telling the truth. She was telling the truth about the tests, and it's almost impossible. I think this might... Nope, that's not it. 4 days ago. It was yesterday. So... 2 weeks. Yes, Ellen?
Did you see what I put in the studio?
Okay, let me see. Okay, sounds good. Sounds good, Ellen. Let me see here. Well, God, I can't get her. I'm very impressed with her. Until I find out, there's another woman I'm impressed with. She's called the Fruitcake Lady. Have you ever heard about the Fruitcake Lady, King?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Well, here's Lori. Here's Lori. I'm going to play a Fruitcake Lady that will crack you up. She's like 90 years old, and she's talking about life. And let me get her a little bit. Oh, hell. Here's Lori Garrett again on Trump. It's only a couple of minutes.
The United States has declared a public health emergency and is barring foreign nationals who've recently traveled to China from entering the U.S. So far, there are 11 confirmed cases of the virus in the U.S. A 44-year-old man in the Philippines became the first fatality of the disease outside China Saturday.
Now, this was February 3rd.
In more than two dozen countries. Most of these cases are in China. U.S. citizens who visited Hubei province, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, will be quarantined when re-entering the country. Questions are being raised about the handling of the disease by Chinese authorities, who critics say delayed their response and downplayed the severity of the problem. The local Red Cross in Hubei has also come under fire for failing to distribute essential medical supplies to hospitals which need it most. Meanwhile, Chinese and Asian countries and communities and countries, including France and Canada, have become the target of increased racism, they say, because of the outbreak. For more, we're joined by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Lori Garrett, author of several books, including Ebola, Story of an Outbreak, and The Coming Plague, Newly Emerging Diseases in a World Out of Balance, and Betrayal of Trust, The Collapse of Global Public Health. Her latest piece, Foreign Policy, is headlined, Trump has sabotaged America's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Welcome back to Democracy Now, Lori. It's great to have you with us. Explain what you found.
Well, the Trump administration, from the moment it came in, wanted to disband programs that were signature programs of the Obama administration. One of them had to do with global health security in response to the 2014 Ebola epidemic in West Africa, which, as you know, was a very deadly outcome and involved three countries. The United States played a big role, including having our military on site in Liberia in support. And the Trump administration pretty much disbanded the entire program, got rid of the National Security Council's Special Pandemic Response Unit, got rid of the equivalent in the Department of Homeland Security, cut the budget of the Centers for Disease Control, and, you know, we can go down a huge list. Even a program that is specifically aiming at protecting you and me, citizens inside the country, by beefing up the hospital capacities and training of local healthcare workers and public health leaders is running out of money and will be officially shut down in May unless something happens. And Congress has refused to even look at it. McConnell has never allowed it to even come up for a vote. So we're in a situation now where we're flying on fumes with people in charge who've never really been in the middle of epidemics, haven't listened to those who really understand how to stop an epidemic, And then on top of it all, Pompeo, the Secretary of State, seems to be have carte blanche to do whatever he wants. He's not consulting other agencies before acting. And so he has basically banned all, not only a travel ban on people from coming from China to the United States, but he's conflated our immigration policy with a travel issue so that if you're a Chinese citizen now, you can't come to the United States. Most Americans don't realize they've essentially used this epidemic to stop all travel and movement. And one of the outcomes of that, which is just incredibly nuts, is that almost all of the active pharmaceutical ingredients used in the formulation of medicines in America, frankly, for the whole world, come from China. And so we will soon run out of drugs for everything. Has nothing to do with the epidemic. We're going to run out of diabetes drugs and heart disease drugs and cancer drugs and all of that, many of which were already in short supply, because the ingredients our pharmaceutical industry uses all come from China.
And what's going to happen to all of those drugs being made in China?
Who knows? There's no answer, there's no solution, and now the tension between the United States and China has gotten so high that the foreign ministry issued statements today declaring that America...
She is great. Are we still underwater, Ellen? Are we still underwater?
Yeah, we're still underwater.
Okay. Really, King, do we sound like we're underwater?
No. No, not right now.
Oh, okay. Good. Then maybe it's just me and you, Ellen. Maybe we can go on. Let's see who's 111. 111, welcome to the show. 111, welcome to the show. All right, I'll leave your mic open just in case you want to talk. Okay, we can go on, but this lady cracks me up. This is the fruitcake lady. Well, first, I got in a lot of trouble. King, did you see my post about those two old lady, that old couple? Ellen, did you see the post I put with the old couple?
No,
yeah,
I haven't seen it yet. I'll get in there and look at it.
Okay, well, I'm going to play it for you. This is why I got in trouble, because I'm going to play it for you.
All right.
You know, our seniors are, you know, under threat right now. You know, they're dying, and we got to take care of them. Once in a while, they'll send a PSA. Everybody knows what a PSA, right? Public service announcement. To let everybody know how they feel and how they're doing. So I put up a PSA announcement from our seniors. And here it is. And here it is, King. It's just, our seniors need to talk, and they have something on their minds, and this is why I got in trouble for it, but again, please listen to our seniors and learn the wisdom of their ways. You know, the more you know, and here they are. They're about, both of them are about 85 to 90 years old, and they're going to talk to you. And here's what they're saying.
Special woman for as long as I have.
You see that? Can you hear it, Alan? Can you hear it? Here we go. Listen to our seniors.
When you've been boning the same special woman for as long as I have, you learn how to really turn her inside out with your rock-hard cock.
Since we've met, we've pucked thousands of times. But even today, there's nobody I'd rather have deep-dicking me at night and fucking me again in the morning.
She doesn't care what I do as long as I give her pussy the drilling it needs.
On the other hand, he's still the same old Isaac. He loved coming on my tits 55 years ago, and he still does today.
They're all fucking very, very hard.
We want people to know how important it is to find someone to fuck. I mean, really fuck the living shit out of.
There you go. Thank you, seniors.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Our seniors know the best. They know. And since it looks like we're stood up, and we haven't in 10 years only been stood up 3 or 4 times, but I'm going to play the fruitcake lady. She's one of my best. She's one of my favorites. This woman, again with the senior, she's about maybe 90 years old. And I'm going to skip a couple of parts because they screwed it up really bad. But she's 90. She's about 90. And she gives, you know, people ask her questions and she gives advice. So remember, she's 90. And here you go.
Hi, this is Pat. I'm from Cypress, California. What are the chances that Santa will bring me a tall, dark, and handsome man for Christmas this year?
Now, isn't that a... That is just really too silly to answer. Is Santa Claus going to bring her? Oh, my God. Santa Claus ain't going to bring you nothing. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard of in my life. God knows if she hadn't got a man by now, I doubt if she'll ever get me.
Let me pass this. Okay, so here we go.
My name is Susie Roberts. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. We were thinking about sending out one of those Christmas newsletters this year like other families do. Do you think this is a good idea?
Some people do that. I have a relative that does that. And they send a letter along with what everybody in the family is doing. And I don't give a damn what they're doing. I don't care what they're doing. I mean, I always say stop sending. She sends that damn Christmas card every year, and it's like a history of the family. There's nothing more boring. Looks to me like they would learn that nobody. When I see that card come, it's on its way to the waste paper bag.
I'm from Philadelphia.
Okay, hold on. Wait, see if I can get a better thing. She is so funny. Hold on. People ask her for advice, and then she would comment on it. She is one of the funniest ladies. Let me see if I can get a better thing. Here we go. Here we go. You might hear a rerun, but you'll hear it clearer this time. She is funny.
We'll talk all night after we make love.
Here we go.
My question is, my girlfriend wants to talk all night after we make love. How do I get her to shut up so I can go to sleep?
Well, you see, you're like a hog. You're like a pig. You have your good time, then you want to roll over and go to sleep. That's what you want to do, don't you? Well, maybe she'd just like to cuddle a little bit and talk a little bit. My God, can't you grant her that? You don't think so? You're a swine, you know that?
Hi, my name is Lisa Benacquista from Hermosa Beach, California, and I want to know what the hell happened to Donald Trump's hair?
Well, I'll tell you. I think Donald Trump's hair got absolutely fed up with the way it was being treated. And you heard of tame things going wild. Well, I think his hair just went absolutely wild. They couldn't stand it anymore. And once the tame thing goes wild, there's nothing you can do about it. So that's what happened to Donald Trump's hair. It just went wild on him, and that's all. He can't do anything about it.
Hi, I'm Zach. I'm from Hammond, Louisiana, and my question is, why do women get so offended when I check them out?
Well, I mean, you know, there's certain things. I mean, maybe you just stare at them like an idiot. Maybe you just look like a damn idiot, you know? I mean, there's all kinds of ways to look at people. So you must do it in a very obnoxious way.
I'm Rick from Bowling Green, Kentucky. My wife is fat, but how can I get her to lose weight?
What are you? I mean, you know, men like you are so demanding. If you don't like her the way she is and you think she's obese, why don't you set the example and lose weight yourself? That's the thing for you to do. If you want somebody else to change, change first yourself.
Hi, my name is Nicole Roberts, and I'm from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And more my husband is sitting down to pee on the toilet. Is this weird?
Well, I mean, you must be a lazy son of a bitch, because that is not normal for men to do that. To sit on the toilet and let it hang down. That shows how lazy he is. He doesn't want to stand up there like a man, put the toilet top up and hold on to his penis She's like anybody else. No, that's a lazy son of a bitch.
Kevin Patterson from Los Angeles, California. Just wondering how many licks it takes to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop.
Oh, my God. Don't come to me with something like that. You know, you really get my goal. You're wasting somebody's time with a question like that. Get out of here.
My name is Clark DeMuth from Fremont, Ohio. My question is, my next-door neighbor always walks around the house stark naked, and he never draws the curtains. How do I get him to stop?
Listen, you know something. You don't have to look at it. So evidently, you must get some sort of something out of it. I bet you know every part of his body, how long his penis is, and how big his butt is. Yeah, you getting a thrill out of it.
My name is Harlan. I'm from Michigan. I was recently visiting my girlfriend's house, and I accidentally clogged up the toilet. I was too embarrassed to tell him, so I snuck out. Did I do the right thing?
Well, you know you are crazy ass. You didn't do the right thing. Have I got to tell you that? You know you didn't do the right thing. I mean, you God, no, you didn't do the
right thing. Hi, I'm Carrie from Napa Valley, California. My question is it fair that my girlfriend calls me a wimp just because I don't watch football?
Well, yes, I think you're a wimp. Yes, I do.
Hi, my name is David from Atlanta, and my question is, should I get my 13-year-old a subscription to Playboy?
No. At 13 years old, he doesn't need that. No. It will cause him to go to the bathroom and masturbate till he kills himself. No. He does not need that.
Next.
She's the funniest lady. What do you think?
She is hilarious.
She is. Isn't she? Oh, man. Good morning, Charisse. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Charisse.
Good.
Morning.
Well, I think we're going to just be talking with us today because I don't think our guest showed up or is showing up. Charisse, do I sound like I'm underwater to you?
Yes, you do.
Ooh. Yeah. Blog Talk is acting up.
Yeah,
you sound fine.
That,
seems like it's been going in and out.
Yeah,
right. Well, let me see if I can sign up. Charisse, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said it took me a while to get in, so Blog Talk is probably very, very busy today.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
what I was saying. That might be our problem with our author, too. She can't get in.
Well, mm-hmm. I know when this happens, either a lot of people are signing, listening to the show, or Blog Talk, and I agree with Charisse, Blog Talk is really busy. I'm hoping they're signing in and listening to our show because, and then, you know, since our guest is not here, there's things I like to do. One, let's go radio. We can go radio crashing. We'll talk a little bit about the epidemic.
Crashing.
And Charisse is leaving us. Tomorrow's her last day, everybody. King, tomorrow's the last day. She's going to be gone.
She'll be back.
Yeah.
we're like an addiction. They can't stay away too long. They'll be back for more.
You think so? She would miss us too much. But I did honor her with this song, and I think she's gonna laugh because she's a big fan of Fridays. She's a big fan. So I'm gonna see if I can adjust my volume and see if I can do things. And meantime, I'm going to play this for Charisse in honor of her, and we'll be right back with more topics. Here you go, Charisse. Listen carefully.
Nice neighborhood, huh? Now, Craig, it's going to be different living out here. Don't let your uncle or your cousin get
you. Do you know what that is, Charisse?
Oh, yeah. That's when Craig is on his way out to the suburbs.
Here you go.
Nice neighborhood, huh? Now, Craig, it's going to be different living out here. Don't let your uncle or your cousin get you into any kind of you hear me?
Pops, I'm grown now. Can't nobody get me in trouble no more.
Yeah, yeah. Get your ass up and hurry up. Ice Cube, baby. 99, baby. I'm on the grind, baby. All the time, baby. Show me something.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
Yeah. I can do it, put your ass into it.
Put your back into it.
Put your ass into it. Tick, tick, boom, hit me banging down these back streets. Bumping back streets, treated like an athlete. Life ain't a track meet.
No.
It's a marathon cemetery that a nigga get buried on. We be coming to the day we die.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask the bartender if you think we lie. But if you think we hot, you can think again. Cause when it's sink or swim, you got to think to win. And if I drink this in, everybody will know it. Cause I ain't going for it. So pray to the Lord that I don't pull out. Cuss out and bust out. Go to the crowd.
Click,
make
click,
the trigger
click,
sound.
Click, click.
You can try to smoke an ounce to this. Well, I pronounce this. Baby, bounce them. I'ma move them hips. Baby, shake them cheeks. I got but they you got for we.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't stop, giddy, giddy.
That's real.
Don't stop, me, hit it.
I will. I'm gon' do it. Gon' do it. Gon' do it. Do it, do it.
You can do it. Put your back into it.
Come on. I can do it. Put your ass into it.
Come on.
You can do it. Put your back into it.
Come on. I can do it. Put your ass into it.
Put your back into it.
Put your ass into it. Now all I wanna do is have fun with my loved ones, loved ones, relatives, and my cousins. When they buzz on, quick to say, so husband, this is for my locked away. Extra love for the ones who ain't got no date. But when we get checkmate with Ice Cube the Great,
the
soon as I get a word, we can rush the safe. Them lights in place because life is great. It don't matter if you rich and your folks ain't straight. I'm still coming with that underground gangster shit. No matter how many say we ain't.
Don't stop, hit it, hit it.
That's real.
Don't stop, hit it.
I will. I'm gon' do it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
Put your back into it.
Put your ass into it. I do hardcore rhyme, it's hard time grinding. Gorilla pimp, while the nicks find a dining. I kinda love this thug, class no much. Pockets don't flush, keep ripping for blush. I don't rent, I botch, jealous of mosh. Wonder where this young get all this fly. While you rooting and recruiting, 6'8 hooping. I was in the hood shooting, plus I had the white whooping. I come from Pyrex bowls and oversized jars. I'm passed up stripes, I got stars and bars. No time for player Haitian Mac, paper chasing. Kicked out the substation to the hip hop nation. The more hits, the more bigger with illegal age figures. Done develop the status of a platinum plus nigga. But the first bad hope show I can hit it. I keep pushing, don't quit it, don't stop till I get it.
Don't stop, get it,
that's real.
Don't stop, hit it.
I will, I'm gon' do it.
Basically, what I do is I walk you step by step on how
how to market your book, how to formally format your book, how to situate your cover so that it can get noticed by the big publishing groups and also by the New York Times or any other bestsellers list that's out there. I also hold your hand pretty much. So anything that you ever need in life with dealing with your career, you can always call me, and I will definitely talk to you and push you in the right direction. I'm never going to not care about your success. And those are just a few things that I do.
Cool. Yep, so, again, that's Charisse Kateri-Cotts with Purple Diamond Publishing. Good morning, Laverne. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I was wondering, why did I wake up thinking today was Charisse's birthday?
I don't know. Why are you trying to make me older than what I am?
Girl, I don't know. And then when I was getting ready to go up on your, your page, your Facebook page, to wish you a happy birthday. Then I said, well, it ain't up here that it's her birthday today. So, and I said, ain't nobody else wish her a happy birthday. How in the world did I feel like it was her birthday?
I don't know. It's not
July.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Listen, stop making me older already, okay? I already know I'm 2 years from 50.
Girl, look, you still young. You still young. You may not think so, but ask somebody that's older.
Oh, no, I know. Oh, I'm still young.
Oh, don't lie to that girl.
You be quiet.
Wow.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, good morning, Laverne. It's great to hear your voice. And we all going to say goodbye to Charisse tomorrow. Charisse, can you cook last cooking thing tomorrow?
I sure can.
Great.
What did she say? I couldn't understand her because I'm talking.
We have to power through it, kiddo. There's nothing we can do. There is nothing we can do. People are signing on, or Blog Talk is doing maintenance. There's nothing we can do, so we're hoping we can power through it. I think we could, because Charisse only has 24 hours left with us, so we have no choice.
Yep.
Ta-ta-ta, good morning.
Oh, my God, Brian.
Brian, my legs are so numb. I've been double-crossing my legs. Ow.
What happened
morning,
to your legs?
You know,
that's
the
Laverne.
Lotus cross?
What, ta-ta-ta, that was Laverne. I don't know if you heard her. She said good morning.
Hi, Laverne.
Hey, hon.
So what happened to your legs?
I was double-crossing them.
You were double-crossing them? Oh, okay.
You know the Lotus cross?
Yes, I do. It'll lock them in. I used to do that. I used to do that long time ago when I used to meditate. Yes, I did. Sometimes you get a cramp when you do that. Now, ta-ta-ta, you're coming on tomorrow on our first show, and we're going to say goodbye to Charisse on our second show. Are you going to miss Charisse?
I don't know.
Okay. Live radio.
Wow.
Okay. I'll take that as a yes.
I'm fine. I'll take it as a yes.
I don't know. You're, well, yeah, where do I go? Well, okay, Tata.
Where do you go after that, Brian?
I don't know.
No.
I wasn't expecting that. Charisse?
Yes.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss her too.
Me too.
I think I won't be around.
They all say that. They all say that.
Cherise.
They all say that.
Yeah.
Cherise, you know my sentiments to you leaving?
Damn, damn, damn. Damn.
Oh, I love that. Damn, damn. Oh man, she's on to better things. She is a chef, and she'll be making other people happy and comforting, and this is what she does. This is what she does. It feels like this is a spiritual moment. Maybe Pastor Bowinkle could shed some light on it.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, Brian and I had a spiritual talk last night.
We did? What happened?
Yeah, what were we talking about last night? You called me to say goodnight, and I told you that I heard a report that Lil' Kim was in danger. So what did I say? That was
yeah.
That made my friends.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un, there's reports in North Korea that he had some kind of operation and went bad, so they're looking at him on death watch, see what's going on there, but who knows.
Yeah, I said that little man might be dying soon.
Ellen, okay. Yeah.
And that's what you call a spiritual moment, huh?
Well, you kind of messed that one up.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my God, Liver, 10:30 at night.
you know, sometimes you just don't know where to go.
You don't know what's going to come out of my mouth, but I'm not feeling good.
Yeah, I know. I have no idea. But, I have this thing about artists. And my pet peeve is when artists are dead and then people come out and say shit. But my big pet peeve is when a black artist dies and they say shit. And it's not... this is going to sound racial. You know where I'm going with this, Cherise, Laverne, King. You guys know, Ellen, you know where I'm going with this. Can't the guy just rest in peace? Well, there seems to be a fight. There's a tribute going on with Prince. Is that Thursday that they're doing a Prince tribute? Thursday on TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's supposed to be on tonight.
Now, everybody knows that Sheila E. went with Prince. Now, do you know who Sheila E.'s father is? Does anybody know who Sheila E.'s father is?
Oh my God, I used to know this. Isn't it? It's somebody big. He's a big record label and record producer. Oh my God. Who is
more
it?
More than that. Wait a minute, King might know. King, do you know?
No, not off top.
Really?
Let me guess. No.
Okay, Laverne.
I thought I knew it at one time too, but I could be wrong. But was it the one that the owner or the one of Motown?
You're close, but not. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. What Barry Gordon?
Yeah.
No.
Barry.
No. I forgot who was Barry Gordon. Who was Barry Gordon's son?
Barry Gordy is Rockwell's father.
Rockwell's
feel
father.
Like somebody watching me.
Right, he's Rockwell. Sheila E. is the daughter of Carlos Santana.
No, I didn't know that.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
She's not.
Oh, wow.
She's not.
No. Her father played
Pete,
with Carlos
Pete
Santana.
Escovedo. Pete Escovedo is her father.
Yeah.
That's
Pete
what I thought.
He played with Pete.
Oh, you are
Pete
right.
Carlos Santana. But he was a famous percussionist. That's how she learned how to play
drums. Her father used to play in Carlos Santana's band.
You are absolutely right. He was a percussionist who played with Carlos Santana. Was he Cuban? Yeah, there he is. He was the drummer, by the way. Mm-hmm. So what is she, half? Is she black? Or what is she? She's Creole and Mexican? And
I don't know.
Is Creole
mom, I think her mom is black.
Mm-hmm. Mom was black. Yeah, she's black. But her dad was Spanish, Cuban.
Well, anyway, now, you know, they're having a tribute on Prince Thursday. Can't you just let him rest in peace? But there's some shit going on. There's some shit. Am I getting clear, Ellen, or am I still underwater?
You're still underwater.
Oh, boy. Nothing I can do about it. Nothing I can do about it.
Sounds
so
good
as
that easy.
I'm sorry, Liver.
You don't sound like it anymore.
Sometimes it goes in and out, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go. So, so Prince's thing is coming up this Thursday, and they're going to salute Prince. Okay, cool.
Oh, it's supposed to be tonight. Right.
Is it tonight? I thought it was Thursday.
Yeah, that's why none of the shows are on tonight.
Oh, it's tonight.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
When did Prince die?
Huh?
He died 4 years ago today.
Who died?
You wanted to know when Prince died, and I said he died 4 years ago today.
Was it 4 years already?
Yep.
Was it 4 years? Wow.
Yeah, remember because the beginning of January of 2016, remember all of the musicians were dropping like flies?
Oh, I didn't know it was 4 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died. He died, Tata. Anyway, going back to this story, I'm reading something else. Let's get back to this story. So apparently, Apollonia, who was with Prince, is upset. She's pissed.
Why is she mad?
And I noticed that she was not invited to the event. I think Sheila E. must have been putting on this event. I think it must have been her.
Oh, my God.
So she was. Yeah, so she was not invited. But anyway, so she went to Twitter. Here's a story. Following the release of Sheila E.'s Lemon Cake, it must be her new song that's coming out. It's a tribute to the late icon Prince. His Purple Rain co-star and one-time girlfriend, Apollonia Pictoro, took to Facebook to call Sheila E. out. She blasted Sheila E. This is what she said. "You are so desperate to be relevant, as the brilliant Linda Perry said. Prince refused to acknowledge you for 5 years before his death because of your lies." She wrote that in a message. "Before accusing Sheila of raising charity funds, but the money went into your dirty pockets." Now, I think Apollonia is now a pastor, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Apollonia also revealed that she will touch on Sheila's alleged wrongdoing in her future memoirs. Prince was so angry because of all your continuous lies. Your bio filled with lies. He sent you legal letters as you were slandering him. I have copies and will include them in my memoirs. You need to stop using Prince in death. You need to stop using Purple Rains and vehicles. Please get over yourself. You're not Prince. You will never be. You can copy his attire, try your best, but you will never be Prince. So get over yourself, your sad, sad self, and face the truth. He did not want anything to do with you for 5 years. You erased all that history by being your desperate, egotistical self. Egotistical, empty, sad, desperate for money. Money will not get you to heaven. Time to come out and tell the truth. Was that necessary? Was that necessary,
no.
Anybody?
You know what? No, that was not necessary. Did Sheila E. fire back?
No.
You guys sound like waves.
Huh?
You guys sound like waves.
I know, ta-ta-ta, it's Blog Talk. It's, we can't do anything about it. Blog Talk is acting up. Usually when we hear this, Blog Talk is really busy. I like to believe they're tuning into our show, but it's either they're really busy or they are doing maintenance. And thinking of that, in about 3 seconds, we're going into podcast. And we have another doubleheader coming up right now. Yes.
Hold on.
We have Hillary
in the studio.
I can't hear you, kiddo.
I said we have Hillary is in the studio.
Sorry? Hillary.
Hillary. Yes.
Okay, let me see. Hi, Hillary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I love your southern accent. Where are you from, Hillary?
I'm great. I'm from Dayton, Alabama.
Oh, hello, Alabama. welcome to the show. Is there anything on your mind, Hillary?
Well, I'm calling for Michelle Linderman and Paul Eubanks.
Yes. Yes, and Hillary,
yeah.
Can you do me a favor? Because we're in podcast and we're not live,
okay.
But we're going to be live in 2 minutes. Would you be
okay.
able to, we have another show coming up. So can you call back in about 3 minutes? Because we're talking, this is Victim Rights, everybody. We're doing a whole week on victims' rights, and Hillary is here to talk about it a little bit. So we're going to end this show, Hillary, and we have another
okay.
show coming up in 2 minutes. If you can call back, I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I sure will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hillary. Thank you for coming in. I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes.
Talk to you soon.
And bye-bye. Let me see. Ellen, what time is the show set up for tomorrow? I mean, for what time do we have it set up for?
I wanted Hillary to talk
when it's live. So that means we have about a half an hour here in podcast before the next show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We do. Because if I hang up now, we just have to wait. Do you guys mind if we talk for another half an hour before the extra show come on?
Sure.
Okay. So I don't know if it's necessary. I mean, come on. Let Prince rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Why is this feud going on? It sounds to me.
I'm sorry. Apollonia sounds like she's being a little bitch.
Apollonia is a horrible singer.
She's a horrible singer?
She's a horrible singer.
I don't know.
It's a lot of jealousy there. It's a
lot of
jealousy.
Yeah,
there is.
That little purple guy. What group was Apollonia from? The Sex Pistols? Not Sex Pistols. What was she? What was the name
Apollonia
of that group? Something Six? Vanity Six? Huh?
No, it was Apollonia. Remember, Vanity left, it became Apollonia Six.
Yeah.
Was it Apollonia Six or Vanity Six?
It was
Vanity
Six first and Apollonia Six.
Yeah.
Apollonia. Okay, here she is singing Sex Shooter. Let's test out this voice.
Oh, God, do we have to? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Don't let me play another clip of Friday. Okay, here we go.
Hey, you can play that all day.
I know, huh? Well, here's Apollonia. Let's see if you can hear her voice. You can tell she doesn't have a voice because it just kind of blends in with the music a little bit. Sounds like it's a little voiceover.
Yeah.
Let's go
That's
to our
gym
musical.
Right there.
I'm going to go to King. He already. Yeah, that's the jam.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a song, but if Vanity sang it, it would be a better song.
Really? Now,
yeah.
I get so confused. Vanity, Apollonia, Sheila E.
Vanity was the darker one. Vanity was the one that was in The Last Dragon.
Oh, yeah, I like Vanity.
Yep.
Remember,
yep.
Did anybody see The Last Dragon?
The one in purple.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did.
The
one in purple.
Yeah.
Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy. Sure enough. Bruce Leroy. Oh, we got to play this for Laverne. We got to play it. Sure enough. Leroy. You go, nigga, please. That was the best character ever. They ever came out with Sure enough. That's his
mm-hmm.
name, Laverne. Sure enough. It was one of the best characters. Wait a minute. I gotta play that.
Good morning, King.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Laverne. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How about yourself?
That's good. I'm all right. Good morning, Dr. Ty. And what was the lady that just came on? I think she got off.
That was, I don't know. Who's in the studio? Dr. Ty?
Michelle? No.
Her name is Tori. Ladies and gentlemen,
she'll come back. All week we're going to have people come in the studio who are victims or who are supporting victims' rights. So they're going to come in for 2 or 3 minutes just to let us be aware of the week. So all week they'll be coming in for a couple of minutes. Let me see if I can get Sure enough on here. Okay,
hey,
here we go.
Hey, Brian. Before you do that, our music show is starting to pick up. I bet you guys can't guess who.
You're
going
to have to really
talk
on the phone, kiddo, because this blog talk is really bad this morning. I can barely hear you because you're underwater.
No, I said our music show is really starting to pick up.
Yes.
Because I'm in talks with somebody, and we all know who this person is.
Who is it?
Who?
Let's see. How can I do this? I want you guys to guess. Okay, it's one of five people.
Okay.
Five people.
One of five people.
Jackson Five.
No, I haven't gotten that far yet. No.
He's trying
way
to be
back in 1981, it was a big
King
thing.
King wasn't even born then. Go ahead.
A big thing. And the first thing that they played, Video Killed the Radio Star.
Hmm.
I guarantee you, nobody in this studio likes that song or heard that song.
I like that song.
I haven't heard
really?
It.
Really?
I've heard it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's
yes.
the name of the band, Ellen? What's the name?
It's not a band. Oh, the Buggles? Yeah, the Buggles are the one that did that song. Video Killed
the Buggles?
The Radio Star. Buggles.
Wait a minute.
B-U-G-G-L-E-S.
Uh-huh.
Buggles. B-U-G-D-L-E-S.
B-U-D-G-L-E-S?
Yep. The
Buggles. Nobody would have guessed that group. Would you guys guess the group, the Buggles? Anybody?
Nope.
Nobody would.
No.
I haven't even heard of them.
Well,
okay.
Here's their song. Here's the song. Hold on. See if you remember this song.
Thank you.
You guys remember that song?
Yeah, I remember that song. Yeah.
Hey, it's not them. But what I'm leading up to, can you guess? It was a big thing on cable TV. 1981, they launched, and that was the first video that they played.
Wait a minute. Hold on, kiddo. You're getting me confused. So it's not the Buggles?
No, it's not the Buggles coming on. But it's somebody. It has something to do with MTV.
MTV.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
One of the VJs is coming on.
Oh, what's the name?
Alan Hunter.
Alan Hunter of MTV. Huh. Let me see if I can get him. Yeah, MTV made those VJs. They used to call them VJs.
Yeah.
Is it Alan Hunter?
Yeah, Alan Hunter. Yep.
Okay, wait a minute. Here we go. Alan Hunter. Soulmates and How to Find Them by Dr. Alan Hunter. That's not him. Alan Hunter at MTV, right? You sure that's his name?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. All right, here's him doing an interview, Alan Hunter.
Good evening, Alan Hunter.
Good evening, Martha Quinn. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm real good. And, in fact, tonight we've got the Sounds of San Francisco. Greg Kinnon.
I'm excited about it.
A guy hosting this special, and it focuses on four Bay Area bands.
Okay. He's a good-looking boy. How old is he now? 80?
No, he is not 80.
80? I don't know. Close to it. 70?
He is not. Oh, my God.
Well, how old is he? Huh?
I don't know. He's in his 50s?
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
But that's nice. He's MTV. That should be an interesting interview. He's a good looking guy. He VJ'd on MTV. Fantastic.
Yeah, because
you know who I'm trying to get?
They also have a book out. Huh?
They have a what out?
They wrote a book. All five of, well, I don't know about
okay,
all five
that would
of them,
be good. That's going to be interesting because they're going to be telling shit.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, they do have stories in that book. I have the book. I read it. Oh, my God, that book is
You have the book? How did you get the book?
I have connections.
I'm going to tell you something. I told you to stop doing that. Stop doing that. You know what you're going behind stage and doing what you're doing. Getting favors.
That was a good answer, Ellen.
Yeah. I got connections. Brilliant. Spacing, Ellen, 3 feet apart. Again, you don't know. Stop it. But you do have to do what you need to do to get the story, Ellen. I'm proud of you. I don't want to know the details. I'm glad he's on the show.
No, I was talking to him yesterday, and he says he's going to fill out the form. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. We can hear some of those stories. You know who else should be on a show, Alan?
Who?
Bruce Leroy. Here you go.
Bruce Leroy, okay. I'll get right on it.
You get right on it. You got to get Shoalnuff. That's his name. Shoalnuff. Leroy. Oh, now I lost it. Damn it. Let me see if I can get it. Okay, I lost it. How much time we have? 13 minutes? Wait, I got to play it. Apollonia sucks. Ice Cube. Okay, let me get it. Let me get them back. What was it? Oh, Last Dragon. Ellen, did you ever... Oh, Laverne, I'm going to play it for you. I'm going to play it for you.
Yeah,
you
gotta
know
who
killed
me.
Really?
Yeah, I saw The Last Dragon. You know,
oh, well, I got
to
play for Laverne.
It's fun that gets to these movies. You know that, right?
Right. Well, here you go, Laverne. You should know who Shoalnuff is. And we'll set it up. It's like they're in Harlem.
Okay.
They're black.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently both of them have dojos, meaning karate schools. In the old days in China, when one person used to be a master of the dojo of his school, and another person opens up a school, usually the teacher of one school will go to the other school and fight them to get to be the best. They would fight. And the winner will usually get his clients too, because he's the master of the arts. And that's how it used to be. So they did it in The Last Dragon, where Shownuff had his own school, and Bruce Leroy had his school, karate. They just go with martial arts school. So Shownuff needed to beat up Bruce Leroy, become the master, and he would be the master of all the schools, and all the people would go to him. That's the setup. So Shownuff, that's his name, S-H-O-N-U-F, Shownuff. And the scene is Shownuff is going to talk to Bruce Leroy. And here you go.
Who said that? Beast Fine, who said that? I got
to show. I know who can beat you.
Who said that? Beast Fine, who said that? I got to show. I got him.
I didn't know that guy, Julius. I didn't know he already had passed away a long time ago.
Which one?
Yeah.
Really?
The guy that played Shownuff. Yeah, I just looked it up just now.
Wow. I wonder what he passed away. I liked him. I really did.
Yep.
What did he pass away of? You know?
I don't know. I didn't read that far. I just seen where it said rest in peace and all that stuff, and I'm like, oh man.
Wow. Wow. Oh boy. Yeah. Well, we all have to die sometime, huh? And here's the
yeah,
last thing.
Brandon say that.
What we do? Jonah?
Please don't let him.
Here's one.
Don't let him speak at my funeral.
Oh, I know.
I know. Please don't speak at my funeral.
Well.
Do you trust him to be your father?
Oh, don't do that. I dropped Cindy's father when I was the pallbearer. Right in front of the mom.
Oh,
I accidentally dropped him. Yeah, I did. It wasn't my fault. The guy said, there were six of us, and he says, on three, we're going to lower him on the ground. And I go, okay. And I thought it was one, two, three. And then he goes, ready? Three. And everybody fell to the side, and Cindy was there, and it was horror because I let go of the coffin. It was on the side. And I said, I thought you said it was three. He goes, no, one, two, three. So, yeah, don't let me be a pallbearer. I would talk about your ass. I would say, you know, she shouldn't have left the show. She was alive when I met her.
Three?
Hmm? Yeah, I was. Yeah, he went 3-2-1 instead of it was his fault. But here's a little scene, Laverne. We gotta get Laverne into it. Here's the last scene of The Last Dragon. Here you go. Sometimes we don't have time to read everybody's horoscope, but I do have time to read your fortune cookie. Tell you what your fortune's going to be. Since Tata's not talking, Tata, do you want to crack open a fortune cookie? Want me to read your fortune?
Sure.
All right, here's what your fortune cookie is. All right, I'm opening up your fortune cookie, and it says... face facts with dignity. That's what your fortune cookie says. Face facts with dignity. How's that? And let me open up Laverne's fortune cookie, and it says, your fortune cookie says, someone is speaking well of you.
Is that right?
And here's Charisse's fortune cookie, and it says, it says, you are leaving a show that people love you, and you will have bad karma for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. I was waiting for that. Wait a minute. Are these made-up fortunes?
No. No, that one I made up. That one I made up. That one I made up. This is her. This is her real fortune cookie. It says begin trusting your intuitions. That's what your fortune cookie says. Begin trusting your intuitions.
That's a good one.
And this is King's fortune cookie. And it says here, don't worry, we are raising the bail and you'll be out next weekend.
I don't mind y'all getting two fortune cookies at all.
What does mine say, Brian?
Well, really, here's what King's Fortune Cookie does say. Here's King's Fortune Cookie. Consolidate rather than expand your business in the near future. So they want you to tighten it up a little bit. Tighten it up before you expand your business. Tighten it up.
Yep.
And Ellen's fortune cookie says...
Did that say consolidate, Brian? Consolidate.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Consolidate,
okay.
Thank you, Laverne.
Okay.
And Ellen's fortune cookie says, a package of value will arrive soon. A package of value will arrive soon.
A package
there
of
you
value?
Go. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Brian, don't eat
out. Oh, I keep forgetting me. Okay, I'll read my fortune cookie. My fortune cookie says, I'm waiting for it. It says, be unconventional, even visionary. Be unconventional, even visionary. That's what mine says.
Well, you already do that, so you are already
that is
have
true.
Done
that. That is true. Stupid fortune cookie. I could have told it that. We only have 4 minutes for the show. And Sharice, did you find out what you're going to be cooking tomorrow?
No, I'm still looking through my cookbook.
Okay, it's going to be yummy. And Ta-Ta-Ta, are you ready? Tomorrow's your first interview. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, now you're coming in.
You can raise your oxygen level a little bit for tomorrow now.
Huh?
I said Ta-Ta-Ta got to raise her energy level for tomorrow.
Hey, hey Brian.
That's true.
Hey, Brian.
Yes, yes.
I hate Linda. Can you change it to Ta-Ta-Ta?
You want me to change it to Ta, but Linda Wu will give you more credibility because everybody likes that name. You want me to change it to Tat-a-Tat?
Yeah, please.
Okay, you got it, kiddo. Tat-a-Tat will be in. And tell everybody what you're going to be talking about, Tat-a-Tat.
You know, Life on the Other Side, this book by Sylvia Brown, she talks about, like, what it's like in the spirit world and, like, it kind of may give you inner peace about, you know, like, about the life after death. And, you know, it talks about spirits and angels.
Okay, that'd
and,
be good.
Missions.
Mm-hmm. That's good because we have a lot of people who like to talk about the spiritual world and tarot card reading and life after death and the angels. So that would be really good. You'll be the first one in the show to actually go in detail on that, Tat-a-Tat. It's going to be cool. Now, you're coming on at 7, my time. So at 7, 10 o'clock a.m. your time. You're going to be ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Come on, let's encourage her. Come on. You can do it. Your energy level up, right? Come on, we got to get your energy spirits up.
Okay.
That's better. Laverne's crying. Laverne goes, I'm trying to be polite, but I can't. All right.
Ta-ta-ta, you gotta be up. You gotta be pumped up. Come on, pump up the volume.
That's right.
I have seen her videos, and she talks very well. Her energy level is very up, like your videos, right? Ta-ta-ta.
No.
But how do you expect people to listen to you if you are boring? Nobody's going to want to hear what you have to say if you sit up there and you, you want to put people to sleep.
Well, this is we're not on the show yet, you know? I'm just a caller right now, okay?
Okay. All right. No, she has her show voice.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm telling you what
right.
me as a listener is gonna think. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm telling you, as me as a listener, is what gonna think is what they're gonna feel. So you're gonna have to bring it tomorrow. Oh, you're going to have a lot of hang-ups. Nobody's going to want to talk to you.
True that.
Bring it.
You could bring it.
You could bring it, right, Tata? You could bring it, right? You could bring it.
It should be
you
pretty
can
easy.
Do it, my friend.
She's going to give us a shock factor tomorrow. Right?
Oh, she will. She's going to bring it. Yeah. She's going to bring it.
Like Cherie says, you really need to. We're just telling you.
She will.
We didn't say nothing bad.
She will bring it.
But if you bore me, I'm going to hang up.
The pressure is on, ta-ta-ta. You can do it, right? You could do it.
The morning crew is rooting for you. The morning crew is rooting for you.
You're going
to make
me cry. I'm going to cry now.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
you're not
going to.
All right. It's going to be a great show tomorrow. Don't miss that. She's going to be fine. She'll bring it. She'll bring it. And you know what? You got your morning crew to back you up, right, guys?
Yeah.
You got
yep.
to back
yep.
you up. We're yep. here to back you up. You're going to be fine.
Brian, I hate to be a wet blanket, but we have to hang up because we have
all right,
gonna
guys.
Be calling in. Hillary's going to be calling back in, and our next author is waiting. He's calling from England.
Well, we're going to interview for about 20 minutes, and then after that we'll talk about more subjects. I want to talk about the coronavirus. I want to talk about Trump. I want to talk about Biden. I also want to talk about aliens and love and all that kind of stuff. So, you guys, we have to – we're running late.
Have you been getting alien love?
Huh?
Have you been getting alien love?
No, I haven't gotten any love at all. Here's a little bit of vanity. Here's a little bit of her voice. You can tell that's Prince's music in the background. You can tell that's Prince without even looking at it, right?
He wrote most of their music.
Yeah.
He wrote most of their music.
I mean, that's like Prince signature music.
Mm-hmm.
No, that doesn't hold up, King. Does it hold up at all? Now that I really listen to it, I'm not seeing her in her, you know, sexy outfit. I'm just listening to her voice. I don't know. Here you go. Try this.
I didn't even hear her voice. All I heard was music.
I don't know. I don't know if it holds up. I don't know. What do you think?
Isn't Prince a guy? Like, what do you mean, her?
What's that, ta-ta-ta? Prince
what do you
is
mean
a guy.
Her?
No, I'm talking about Vanity her? Six. It's one of his. It's one of his singers that used to be with him. And I'm playing her song, and she doesn't sound the best in the world to me. Anyway. Well, we're late. We have to say goodbye. And Ellen, do you want to take the interview today? I think I'm.
We can both do it.
Okay, we'll both do it. We'll interview for 20 minutes, and then we'll talk again, and then we get ready to say goodbye to Charisse. She is leaving us. She's slipping into the darkness.
Slipping into the darkness? Oh, my God, Charisse. He makes it sound like you're going into a coma.
All right, Ari.
Let's fall again.
I'm just missing her. You know I have to do this because I'm already missing her. You know I do this, Laverne, and Ta-Ta-Ta and King and Ellen, because I'm missing her. You know I do this. It's a tribute to her. It's a tribute to her.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.